Thank you, John. Thank you, John and Trent, as well, for great information that we hope our participants take us up on the challenge and use it to address the needs and concerns of their clientele. As we move into the Q&A section of the webinar, we would also be presenting you with some polling questions to capture some feedback from participants that will help us plan future webinars. A question that came from the audience is regarding if there is any charge for the online management courses that Trent discussed. Trent, would you like to answer that?
Well, most of the ones that I highlighted that you saw there is not a charge for those. Those are the online ones you can access, and like I mentioned, they have a tremendous amount of resources available to help do a lesson planning, PowerPoint presentations. But in short, the ones that I showed on there are not a charge for those.
Also, to follow up resources. I'm sorry, John. Go ahead.
I would just add, I mentioned earlier the rightwrist.org, and I believe there's a whole series of lessons, online lessons there as well. And Trent may have pointed to those that are available without cost.
Yeah, the getting on track, that's part of that as well, and as well as the tax and the lasting legacy and a few of the others. So.
Thank you, John and Trent. Also, Trent, to follow up on that, you talked about at length about the wiki, and the question is, what are the plans for developing further resources on that site? And do we have to worry about different types of media on different types of computers, or is the media fairly universal?
Okay, a couple of things. On the wiki side, of course, wiki means, you know, fast or swift in Hawaiian anyway. So the idea behind the whole wiki is that this is fast adapting, and it's easy to get access to, and it's rather quick to upload and change things. So of course we're going to be adding new videos all the time as we develop them, or as we get questions, or we get people that have concerns on, well, how do I do a certain thing like that, then it's real. It is possible for us to come in and make another video clip on how to and upload it as soon as it's done. So there's always, it's a site that's always going to be working. We're always going to be changing. We're going to be adding stuff as we're going along with that. The other one, of course, the media we've selected are supposed to be about as generic as you can get, to where they can play on all sorts of formats. Now, that being said, you know, you're always going to have some issues potentially, depending on which operating system you're using, depends on the computer, how old it is, and what other kind of glitches you might have. But we are testing these on multiple types of computers and systems. I myself, at my desktop's an Apple, but I use an IBM laptop, and I've tested them on both of those, and I haven't had any problems with those on either format yet. And the IBM, I'm using Vista Business right now, and I haven't had any issues with that, and I haven't had any issues on the Mac at this point. You know, it's something you always check, but if there is an issue, just again, provide some feedback, and we can get that.
There is a question.
This is John. I used an Apple.
Any problems with the Mac environment, John, since you mentioned that?
No, I have a Mac, and this all works just fine on it. Actually, I use the Firefox web browser on my Mac, and it works just really well with all of this.
Okay, thank you. Question addressed to John, but I will post it for all speakers. You talked about the many presentations available on the Ag in Uncertain Times site. However, to be specific and to help participants, are there any ones that you would recommend for folks to take a look at over others? Anyone that has struck you the most?
I'll take a first stab at that, Romero. The first week in each one of these segments is where the overview is given, and I guess I would start there. That seems to have the most universal appeal, probably to most of the audiences, and what we would like to, if I were running a meeting in a monthly meeting of wheat growers or something, and I wanted to present something, I might bring in either the credit issue or an overview about the markets, and that would be a good place to start. The following week, again, gives you some more tactics and some more specifics. So it really depends upon the way you perceive the audience that you have as to where you might spend your time looking for the information. But you can either use the complete presentation or you can go get extracts of many of the presenters. And this is what I've watched John Newkirk do, and he's done it very effectively with his audiences.
And I would add to that,
thank you, John.
As once you start on this, and you remember from your area, you're looking what kind of questions you're getting, what are the issues around your local area, and what it is you're trying to, you need assistance with. And then from there, you would be able to tap into some of these and see from that summary that John had just mentioned, look over there and see if there's something there that's available, or go to the wiki site and see if there's some topics or tools to address those issues you have at the local level and integrate some of that into information into the local level from the experts that you have that you wouldn't maybe not necessarily be able to get on a short notice to come out and actually work with you on that, even though that might not be your strong point.
Thank you, Trent. Thank you, John. Any other comments from the speaker, John Newkirk, or from team members, if they would like to add to the discussion? Okay, this is a question that is kind of dear to me. Oh, sorry, John. Go ahead.
No, that's all right. Go ahead.
Oh, the one question that came in is whether there are any plans to do webinars targeting minority producers in languages other than English, and if there is a plan, what should be an expected timeline for that?
We're hoping in February to have a webinar entirely in Spanish, and that we've started the planning on that, and actually Romero, who is our MC, is our lead in that. So we hope that we'll be able to pull that together and be looking for an announcement about a webinar in February that will be entirely in Spanish.
Thank you, John. There was a question about whether slides are available for past presenters and where, and the answer to that is all these presentations are in the website that's been discussed. The Ag in a Certain Times website houses those under webinars. You can then click on the tab or under the archive presentations available under the right side bar.
And you could also go to the wiki site, and there they would have access to those as well as the other information. So anything that was presented, as well as a whole bunch of additional tools that we kind of, I know I quickly went through those, but if you can go back and look at them, so the PowerPoints will be there as well, and as well as the training videos and everything else.
One other question. Thanks, Trent. One other question for John Newkirk. In your view, has the picture changed since we started with the webinar series, or what do you, and also what do you see happening with the agricultural sector in the short and intermediate future?
Well, what's interesting, one of our presenters, when we asked them, and I think it was in June. This was part of the credit. We actually asked him in April to present in June, and visited back with him in the fall. And their comment to us was they would not have managed, imagined how tight the credit markets had gotten for them that short period of time. So I think there has been some tightening in at least in some areas, the credit markets. The consensus among the folks I talk to is that it is going to be tight, and just it's how soon supply and demand turns around, and there are issues that may not turn around so quickly in terms of consumption patterns. There are a number of really big questions out there. The message that hasn't changed is producers really need to focus down more than ever on their financial health and their financial well-being and what they got to do to maintain that. The other shift that we've seen is, it's not unanimous, but there are a growing number of professionals out there who think these challenging times are going to stay with us for a little longer than folks might have imagined. So.
Okay, thanks, John. To follow up on that, another question from the audience is, how do you propose to keep the information current?
I think part of what we're going to be doing on keeping the information current is as we come across increasing issues or we come across something that we feel is important, and we as a group the core, almost everybody involved with this, or everybody involved with this project, is a member of the Western Farm Management and Marketing Committees and across the West. And we meet as a group every year, and we talk about these, you know, the topics and what's going on in the area. So we'd be able to then incorporate things as we're doing and things we run into. We can make adjustments on that. But we'd also like to invite folks from other places to actually provide input and information on there to assist with this, because we see this as kind of a partnership, especially with the wiki site, being able to, if you see something missing, then letting us know about it, and we can see where it fits in, and we can work on stuff and actually add additional information that anybody out there might want to add to it. So.
Thank you, Joe. Any other comments?
One of the things we've discussed, and we've put the question out there, we're thinking about a once a month webinar series, and someone asked a question about those, if they could make these open. They will be open. Everything we do here is open. It's as open as we can make it. But in part of what we would intend to do with those, if conditions change or there needs to be some updates like market outlook, those would be part of what we would incorporate as we move forward. And if information that's up there does become completely out of date, we clearly would probably pull that off. There are certain segments up there that are probably have a very long life. Whole series around working with families. Actually, except for a couple of the marketing outlook pieces, most of it is specific. So we're aware that the need to keep it updated, I think that's part of what our plan is. If we, kind of depends on your demand, if we were to keep up and do these on a monthly basis.
Thank you, John. And if I may add, even though this is our last webinar, I would like for all of us to see it as the beginning of a highly interactive process where we continuously assess and respond to clientele needs from our local jurisdiction, wherever we are located, because this is not ending anytime soon. So there's always going to be a need for more information and resources for clientele. I do not see any more questions from the audience. So I want to thank you all for participating, and I encourage you again to visit the Ag in Uncertain Times website. And there you will find, as we mentioned earlier, recordings of past webinars. You will find presenter slide sets, lists of speakers and their contact information. There's going to be discussion of the various webinar topics. So again, we challenge you to give us feedback and to take an active role as this information develops, and to help us plan and also keep the information current. If there are any topics that you would like to see covered in future webinars, you can use the chat pod to the left, or you can send us an email at the Western Center for Risk Management Education at WSU.edu. And you may also, there is a file share window where you can click on each of the files listed below. You can then highlight it and save it directly to your computer, and that way you have it available for use at your leisure. So without any other comments or questions from my last comment actually answers the last question for from the audience regarding whether there is a file or links this time. So the link is posted on your screen, and you can click on and download that file. Without any other comments or questions, I would like to thank our participants, our speakers today, and we'll look forward to having you participate in our webinars in the future. So thank you, and a happy holiday season for all of you.